This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Southside Jay kind enough to bring us breakfast pizza on Friday and sit in for a couple of segments. Callis was off. Callis is—he's over there astounded right now. He totally missed out.
What?
Worst part yet is Sean Myers, who was filling in for you, Callis, didn't want even a piece of sausage off those pizzas.
They're so good.
So good.
Disrespected.
Oh. Yeah.
Speaking of disrespect, hey. Southside Jake from Southside Plumbing and Heating, we're gonna slap your ass all over this place. We're gonna kick your butt right now.
Before we get into that, I must say, it is October 1st. You know, I was a diehard back in the day before kids. I wouldn't turn that heat on until, you know, November because, you know, I didn't want to spend the money on the gas. But now, you know, kids, I got to turn it on. The wife starts, you know, crying. It's cold in here. So get your furnace checks now, guys.
There you go.
When it comes down to it and you turn it on and it's not on, wife's not going to be too happy.
No, now you got problems.
Actually, friendly reminder.
I opened up the windows last night, got a nice breeze.
It was nice.
Lit a candle.
Beautiful. Nice night for that.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jake, get to it. I know you're putting off us whooping you, so let's go.
All right, guys. First question here, I should say athlete. All right. Multi-professional sport athlete. Major League Baseball and NBA. Great uncle of PGA professional Brooks Koepka.
What?
Dick Groat.
Yep. Boom, boom, boom.
Whoa!
Let's go.
Dick Groat, baby, don't stop now.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Oh,
bang.
Man. You're on it, Warren. You're on it again, my man.
Let's go.
All right, hit us with number two. Doran just, I mean, you're right. 4 seconds into the shot clock right there. Bang, just 50-footer.
I didn't know anyone knew that.
I had no idea he was Brooks Koepka's, what, uncle? Great uncle?
Great uncle.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right, give us number two.
All right, number two. QB for 6 NFL teams. All right. Tied NFL record with Joe Montana for single postseason NFL touchdowns thrown. Former Super Bowl MVP and comeback player of the year.
Kurt Warner.
No. 6 NFL teams.
Six teams. So Warner played on what? The Giants, the Rams, and the Cardinals. That's it.
Cardinals.
Super Bowl MVP playing 6 teams. Quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is it Hasselbeck?
And comeback player of the year.
Hasselbeck?
No, because he didn't win one. And comeback player of the year. This is going to drive me nuts.
Super Bowl MVP. 6 different teams.
Comeback player of
Joe
the year.
Flacco.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh, baby.
I'm embarrassed by that
one. Oh, let's go.
Doran, you kill this every week.
Let's go.
I am no help to you. I just sit over here and go, oh, I'm going to kick myself if I don't get this one.
I was watching the camera, and I just seen, like, the light just come into Doran's eyes. Like, his eyes got huge. He's like, Joe Flack. I'm like, oh, he got it.
How the frig? How the frig? How the hell? Like, you should have got that. I'm happy for you. I'm proud of you. But
very
me,
fresh.
For God's
sake. Joe Flacco's fresh.
I know. He should be. They treated him like Tom Brady on Sunday. All right, Jake, last one. Let's go.
All right. This is different for you guys. This is a team, a sports team. Okay? You got to guess the team. I'm going to give you some accolades here. I'll even give you a little bit more. College football team.
Huh.
All right. Seven. This team has produced seven Heisman Trophy winners. Has had 10 undefeated seasons. And claims 8 NCAA national championships.
I know who it is.
Rip it.
Oklahoma?
No. Good guess, though.
No, Oklahoma.
I mean, O-H-I-O.
Get out of here.
Ohio State.
Goodbye.
That was my second one. That was my second one.
Oh, look, you guys all mad because I got one right. Wow.
That's true. We whooped you again.
I was either going to go with either or one of the O's.
They are. Oklahoma does have seven Heismans.
See?
So you were close there, Dorn.
Jake, this was good. Yes. Make sure you're out there checking people's furnaces and doing the great job you always do. We'll talk to you next week,
Thank
buddy.
You, guys.
Thank you, Jake.
Thank you, Jake.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.